From the independent producer project of KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters.
What's the most beautiful place you've ever been?
I would probably say Miyajima, the island of Miyajima in Japan. I don't think I've ever been a place that was that serene. The way things are built there, at a lot of the shrines, it's kind of sometimes hard to see where exactly the boundary between some of the man-made structures and where, you know, the woods begins. It's just kind of permeable. You know, you'll round the corner and you just see wild deer strolling down the street. It's that kind of place.
Is that the place that you reference as the most beautiful place in the liner notes of one of your recordings?
Yeah, that's it. I feel like in every single one of the recordings from Miyajima, there is this the sense of stillness, and it didn't really take any effort on my part for that to happen. It's just kind of the way it is there.
Would you have just a couple minutes to make some beautiful sounds come out of the omnichord or your bass or something else?
Yeah, I think I could probably do that, yeah.
What do you think we should use?
That's a good question. What?
I've got my little keyboard too if we need it.
Let me see.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
something warped, something new.
The podcast about
the unknown.
All right. Could you introduce yourself?
My name is Sam Parker, and I like sound.
Whatever.
I can try. I am a sound advocate. I'm trying to impress you and it's not working.
I guess the real question though is how do we know each other?
I was a news director at our college radio station, and I trained you as a news volunteer, and then you took my place, and yeah.
Yeah. I always think of you as the first person that kind of turned me on to sound and thinking critically and deeply about it. One thing that you trained me to do was to listen closely to things. And this audio project that you put together is all about listening closely, at least when I hear it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, why do you listen closely?
I think for starters, just I've always felt more comfortable with sound. I'm about legally blind twice over without my glasses. I do think that's given me a deeper appreciation for relying on other senses. I think with a visual lens, it's always there's a subject that's being observed, and as someone who's the observer, and I think with audio, the boundaries are a little less clear about that. I think it's more of like a semi-permeable membrane. I really feel like there's no such thing as a bad sound. There's just the ways it can be, you know, warped and become something new. It kind of helps me lose myself in some ways.
Is a beautiful sound something inherent, or is it something that society constructs?
I think that depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you. Give me some specifics.
Do you want me to use some of the examples that I recorded?
Sure.
There's the one in the airport with a girl's laughter, and it's just this very, like, dreamy, you know, airplane airport music playing, and then all of a sudden there's this great laugh, you know, that just kind of cuts through everything. You know, it's sort of this serene environment, and somehow that laugh is cuts through it. You know, it rises above it. It pops up for a second and then just kind of dissipates, but it doesn't disturb the water. You know what I mean? It just comes in, and it's like the diver that just dives in, not a splash. I think that's an example of beautiful sound. One of the first times I think I really paid attention to sound was I was in middle school band playing flute, and our band director was very religious, and so he had us play A Mighty Fortress Is Our God to tune up, and just, you know, in the band room it was fine, you know, it's nice and long, gives you plenty of time to tune up, but playing it in the gymnasium and kind of hearing the way it could echo, even in the rest, when we no longer played, you could still hear it kind of echoing off. And it gave it this kind of new dimension where I was like, whoa, this is kind of like almost a religious experience. You know, I'm not religious, but I can see how this could affect someone. You know, building cathedrals and churches, it's not just about, you know, having this gigantic, you know, phallic symbol, you know, jutting through the sky. It's the internal space, you know, that these were built precisely to not just have a visual element of worship, but an audio element of worship too.
I've just got a couple more questions for you here.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you go to Japan?
I'm half Japanese, and for my mom's 60th birthday, she had an idea to have the entire family climb Mount Fuji for her 60th birthday. We climbed Mount Fuji, but we went to quite a few other places as well. I knew, you know, going to Japan, it was something I was really excited about. I knew people would want to see photos and that sort of stuff, and I just I'm not good with the camera, and I'm camera shy. So, and then it just kind of clicked one day where I was like, oh my God, this would be a project that I would be really excited to work on and am really comfortable with.
And what did you make?
I made some, what I'm calling audio postcards. They're audio collages from sounds I collected all over Japan. You know, I really wanted to show a snapshot of Japan and what I heard and reflect the variety of what you can hear there.
What are you naming the project?
So I just called it Postcards from Japan. They do feel kind of like vignettes to me, like audio vignettes.
Hi, this is Jim Parker, Sam Parker's father. Right now, we're in the top of Mount Imola in the beautiful Izu Peninsula. It's raining and we're recording the ambient sounds of the rain and nature. Enjoy.
Thank you. の時に決まった。加藤清正公のために命を懸けて戦うと御大将の首欲しくは、それがしの屍を越えて行け。松代まで語り継げ我が信念。それがし加藤家随一義の猛将、加藤家三傑次鋒森本義太夫和久、押してまいる。
戻ってこい。
Yeah. は守れません。ナボズの新基地建設を直ちにやめさせましょう。日米政府にアメリカ言いなりの沖縄県民いじめをやめさせましょう。
元気よく進めそう。今こそ核兵器をなくそう。核兵器の戦争のない世界を目指そう。原子爆禁止世界大会を成功させよう。安倍内閣に医学三原則を守らせよう。
What is the actual thing to be gained from listening closely to the world?
There are so many noises that you hear that people just accept as environmental and almost like white noise. And it's easy to just kind of set up, and I think most people do, just set up a filter, you know, and just kind of automatically filter it out. And I think that's the thing, is to be a better listener. It's sometimes important to stop and think about your unconscious processes. I feel like sound can sometimes pass through you in a way that can change both you and the sound. And I think that can transfer to a lot of other areas in life. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, thank you.
Sam Parker lives in Seattle, Washington, where he works in philanthropy and social justice. Sam recorded many hours of raw tape from Japan and compiled them into 5 short audio postcards. You heard 3 of them back to back on this episode, and you can hear all 5 of the postcards at observance.bandcamp.com or on our website, hbmpodcast.com. Also on our website, you'll find beautiful pictures from Japan by David Parker and Juliana de Groot. We also have the liner notes of the recordings, which describe each sound in turn and provide context to what you hear. And if you listen via SoundCloud or on our website, we have those same descriptions, which will pop up in real time as timed comments, which are pretty neat. Again, we're at hbmpodcast.com. All of the music for this episode came from a short live session recorded in a garage in Seattle, where Sam played a guitar and I played a keyboard. The radio station that Sam and I used to work at is just north of Seattle in the town of Bellingham, Washington. It's called KUGS-FM, and it's one of the oldest student-operated radio stations in the country. You can listen online to KUGS at kugs.org. KUGS is also where I met Bethany Denton, who produces Here Be Monsters, along with me, Jeff Entman. I lost my voice by yelling too much last weekend at a wonderful audio event called the Third Coast Filmless Festival. It happens every other year in Chicago. But you know who didn't lose their voice at the festival? Our editor at KCRW, Nick White. Here Be Monsters is proud to be a part of the Independent Producer Project from KCRW. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.